Hello, my name is Sherry Oster. The Advent reading for today, Thursday, December 17th, is the very familiar account of Jesus' birth in Luke 2, 1 through 7. Hear the word of the Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augusta that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. As you listen to the word of God again, isn't it amazing that the decrees of the civil authorities don't frustrate God's plans? Consider the hardness of our human hearts, that no one would give up their room for a pregnant woman. And consider that God came all the way down to a lowly manger to save our heart, your hard heart. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augusta that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Father, forgive us for all the ways that we have been hard-hearted this year. Come all the way down my own broken down stable and remind me that my sinful heart cannot stand against the power of your redeeming love.